Maybe you could talk a little bit about your situation, Tanya.
From a non-social worker standpoint, so from a layperson standpoint, coming at it, I see narcissistic abuse as from the other person, from the partner, and you have fear, you have a lack of control, you feel powerless. And when it comes to, it's not as easy to prove. I mean, if you've been hit, if you've been physically abused, you may have bruises to prove that. With what we're trying to really promote, or, you know, an understanding of, is the fact that you can be abused on a daily basis simply by feeling it's the fear. Narcissistic abusers, they understand what buttons to push. And like, as you said, it can be a very personal thing. For me, my buttons were easy. My buttons were the kids. All right. So a fear for anyone who's in a relationship is, you know, it could be they know that person, that partner is coming home. What will his mood be like when he gets home? Did he have a good day? Did he have a bad day? Is there anything in the house that may set him off? Is there anything the kids might say? And as these things roll through your head, you can feel, actually just talking, I can feel the stress of the fear. And the powerlessness to stop what might happen, not even what will happen, because it doesn't happen constantly. And that's another, and the factor that the person will look you dead in the eye and say, I didn't do that. That didn't happen. It did. And in their reality, it doesn't exist. So for me, this wonderful Center for Hope is a way for us to help women and men who are coming from abusive situations like this, not being beaten, but certainly there's the idea that, you know, once it's so hard to make that decision to say, okay, I'm leaving this person, because there's the immediacy of how do I do this? And then there's the long terms of how do I function starting, you know, going from there, especially based on the fact that that person can come back even after you've pulled the trigger and maybe gone to, you know, and have gone to Hope and said, okay, I want a divorce. That abuser can still use his words to make you feel powerless and fearful. With the Center of Hope, we have both the immediate reaction, for instance, a lawyer who can help you get started on the divorce, but also both short-term and long-term, whereas, you know, that self-power and that, and the financial aspects of how do I make this happen? I have always believed this, that the saying that with knowledge comes power, and the Center for Hope, that's what we're doing. I was very lucky. I had a financial understanding because of who I am, of my personal finances, and I had family support. Not all men or women have that when they come to, you know, when they come, well, when they decide to make that jump and decide to create a new life for themselves. And that's what the Center for Hope does. We are that support, both financially, self-help-wise, and legal-wise.
Tanya, I could tell just as you were telling your story that your blood pressure was probably going up a few notches.
Yeah, I can usually speak like that. I'm a little more confident. Yeah,
but if you wouldn't mind though, sexual crimes in general, I believe it's like up to half are not reported because people think that they won't be believed a lot of the time, and I have to imagine that if you don't have bruises on your face or on your body, that it would be perhaps even more difficult to get people to understand the situation that you're in. I mean, without getting too detailed about your personal situation, but could you just kind of walk somebody through to let them know, you know, I've been there, this is what happened, and this is how I got out of it?
Well, it was about 10 years off and on. And you stick around. It can, I guess, with me for my standpoint is I want everybody to understand that it can happen to anybody. It can happen to anyone. It doesn't matter. As I said, you know, I have a master's degree and I was financially stable, but things happen and you know, I don't know quite how. the abuse started slowly in the end, and it was verbal, and it was surprising. I'd been married for quite a while before anything had happened, and you're told, oh, you don't marry a man who you think you can change. What you aren't told is that people can change as they get, as they grow older. And so it just got, once it started, it's very hard for the person to stop. It continues to grow more, and it has started to affect the kids. And then the abuse started on the kids as they got older. And the interesting thing about the abuse is that, it's a very private thing. In our world, we had a great marriage. Nobody knew until I pulled the plug and went public with my friends and explained what was going on. Nobody had a clue. And I felt very blessed that people believed me, because there's really it's a he said, she said. And once you get into the system, it's very easy for the other person to say, well, she's lying. She's used all of our money up and she wants out of the marriage, or something along those lines. You start to believe the idea is they know where the narcissist abusers know where to push buttons, and they know how to keep you. That person that knows what to say in order to get you to stay, whether it is, fine, you get a divorce, you go for the divorce. I will take the kids. They will give them to me. You will not see your children. Now, logically speaking, that doesn't make sense, but it doesn't matter. It feeds into the fear that's already been created. We are there to support you as you go through the process. And then we are there to set you up and help you long term, so that you don't have to fall back into something that that you feel, because you've been almost, that has been, fear has been your life. We will make sure that fear is not the basis of your life moving forward. So we get you through the immediacy of it, and then we believe in the long term.
Well, that's important too, because it's great that folks are there to help you through a situation, but then once that's gone, you're kind of like, yep, okay, I think, yes, I know what to do, or maybe something new changes. Or
for me, when Hope kind of contacted me and asked me if I was interested in this, one time when I walked out of many, many court hearings that I had, I just knew that I wanted to use my financial background to help as many people as possible. And I've been looking for things, for how to do this. And the Center for Hope is such a wonderful idea that we can really provide all of the necessary stable needs that anyone needs in order to get out of an abusive situation. It's just incredible, and I'm very pleased to be a part of something like this.